James McNeill Whistler's most famous painting, known today as Whistler's Mother, is an 1871 portrait of the woman born as Anna Matilda McNeill. She is depicted sitting in a chair with a profile view of a straight face, donning a white cap and a black mourning dress, typical attire for a widow during the time. Despite being a portrait, curator Jay Clark says Whistler originally titled the work Arrangement in Gray and Black, Number 1.
He saw it as an arrangement of colors. Literally, we see gray, we see black, we see white. And when people were confounded by the fact that that wasn't in the title, his theory was that's not the point of the picture. The point of the picture is that is an arrangement of shapes and forms on a canvas. It is not a portrait of my mother. But then later in life, he amended the title and added Portrait of the Artist's Mother to the end. But when it was initially conceived, it was not conceived as a portrait per se.
After leaving West Point without graduating, Whistler moved to France and then Great Britain to pursue art. Following the death of her husband, Whistler's mother moved in with her son in London, where the famous painting was done.
Initially, it's believed that she was standing, but it was too hard on her and she became too fatigued, so then she sat down. It's much easier to portray someone seated, and she's not moving, and she's very faceless. I think now people think of her as very dour and intimidating, but if you think about the fact that portraits, photographic portraits being taken at the time, required you to sit perfectly still. You couldn't move at all because exposure times were so long. So this kind of very staid, serious portrait did not necessarily appear so at the time. It seemed perfectly normal.
After an initial showing at the Royal Academy of Arts in London, Clark says Whistler later had to pawn the painting when he was struggling financially following a libel lawsuit against the art critic John Ruskin.
So he had to use the painting as collateral for loans. So for a number of years, it was with creditors, and it wasn't until the Paris government decided to buy the painting, specifically the Musée de Luxembourg, decided to buy the painting that it basically got it out of hock, and he sold it to the French government.
Clark says the image became an American icon during a cross-country tour in the 1930s while on loan from the French government.
America was in such difficult circumstances at the time, with the stock market crash and the Great Depression, that she really served as an emblem of motherhood.
The image would find its way onto postage stamps, magazine covers, and political advertisements throughout the 20th century. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt sketched an image of it in 1934 for what would become the Mothers of America postage stamp. Today, Whistler's mother typically hangs in the Musée d'Orsay. Whistler's other works and how the iconic image was repurposed in popular culture rounds out the exhibition, which runs till September 27th. Whistler's original etching depicted hanging on the wall in his mother's portrait is also on view. Meanwhile, an exhibit of nearly 50 Vincent van Gogh works is on display until September 13th at the Clark. Outgoing museum director Michael Conforti says there are roughly 20 pieces from the artist's last two troubled years before the 37-year-old committed suicide in 1890.
You have to get involved with a personality, and that can't be entirely separated from the production. And I think that may be the thing that makes him so popular, with a sense of curiosity as well as popularity for the general public.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.